Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Tired of paying for channels you don't watch? Well, a new select package by Sling gives you a curated lineup of live and on-demand TV you actually want. With channels like Fox News, NFL Network, FX, FS1, and more, starting at $19.99 a month. There's even some 4K content. And in designated markets, subscribers get local broadcast networks too. No long-term contract, no hassle, just the live TV you love. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most. Cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
I think they've been pretty consistent for a month now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... they also have those games where it's they're going to score one run.
Yep.
But also, that's baseball.
That's baseball.
Like, that's baseball.
I agree.
And I, believe me, you know, what people will say is like, oh, imagine if they all get hot at the same time. That's not possible. Like, I'm sorry. It's not possible. They're not going to get all hot at the same time.
Unlikely.
Highly unlikely.
Yes.
For the most part, guys have figured it out a little bit. I mean, Schwarber has like a 360 OBP in the last 8 games. Turner's obviously turned it around. Bohm is scuffled.
A little bit.
But
he started great in the twos. Obviously, last night moved down.
Yeah.
But has struggled lately.
Yeah. But with Bohm, it's like, it's still, if there's a runner on second base, a runner on third base, he's going to bring him in.
Yeah.
He's going to do his job. He's going to bring him in. So even if he's scuffling a little bit, I don't think he's been a disaster at the plate.
Well, you really only have two guys who you fully, I mean, Harper too, but like two guys outside of Harper who you feel can put the bat on the baseball in a moment if you need to. Like, when a strikeout is the worst possible thing that can happen, you want Soderblom at the plate.
Yeah, and not Schwarber and Gass.
Yes, Gass, not Gass. Gass. Oh, or Turner even.
Yeah, Turner, yeah. So it's like, maybe we'll see, even Jake Cave's heating up a little bit.
Jake Cave's heating up, dude. Jake Cave's been all right, man.
And I'm curious to see what happens.
Rally killer, but you know.
It was a rally killer for
sure. It was, but even still, you know. Well, they did the same thing. It is weird that two of those games they lost against the Nats, they had home runs in the ninth to make it a one-run game. Like, Schwarber did the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, come on, guys. Like,
yeah.
Maybe get one more out on base.
Yeah. We need more ducks in the pond, less balls out of the yard.
Yeah.
And it's going to be interesting to see what they do with Cave. And really, it comes down, I guess, because Rojas has completely fallen off offensively, mostly.
Yeah.
It's just, his defense is so transcendent.
Well, and when you put him and Marsh out there, like, it's such a dynamic outfield defense. I mean, you're talking about, like, just getting to every, Rojas is unbelievable out there.
Well, he's the most offensive run saved in baseball since he came
up. I actually think, like I very rarely, we're offense guys, you know, we were on board for the defense doesn't matter thing, and, you know, we've reversed that a bit and all that, but, like, I actually think, like, I almost don't think it matters if he hits. Like, he is that great a defensive player.
Except, if he's not going to hit, at least figure out how to bunt.
Well, of course. Yeah.
Like, the bunting is...
Yeah.
But at the same time...
Sit down with Garrett Stubbs for as long as you need to.
I love it. He'll did it last
you.
Night again.
I know he did.
Taught the little. That was for the kids, right? That was a little
league.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can do this, I can too.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like... Pache is also unbelievable defensively as well,
yeah.
And I think he gives you more pop at the plate. So
clear.
It maybe this trending towards a Rojas send down for Bache, because Bache's close. I mean, he was DH'ing the other night in Lehigh Valley. So,
and look, I'm fine. I'm fine with that. I've enjoyed Rojas, and he is a great center fielder, but Bache is a great center fielder too. Yeah. So, like, you're not losing much. I do think Rojas might be better though, which is wild considering when Pache was doing it. We're like, have we ever seen this kid in defensive outfielder? It's like, oh yeah, the kid is about to come up.
Rojas is better.
I think he's better.
Yeah,
right?
Rojas is 100% better.
But that's crazy because what was it, a month ago or a month and a half ago, you came on this podcast saying, I think Christian Pache might be the best defensive outfielder I've ever seen in a Phillies uniform. And then like a week later we get someone who's better.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Well, again, it's like, first off, the reads he gets
is unbelievable.
Now he did drop the ball on Friday.
Yeah, but like his, but you know, everyone's allowed one. His the balls he gets to.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
Closing speed.
Yeah,
like Schwarber. I feel like he doesn't have to move.
Well,
like,
yeah, Schwarber just hangs. He's like, I got it. Yeah. Don't even move. I'm like, that's a great point. The amount of balls he catches in left field as a center fielder. I don't think I've ever seen a center fielder catch more balls in left field.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be a decision to make for sure. Because they activated Marsh last night, but they didn't have to send anyone down.
Right.
But they sent Weston Wilson down
West
after the
down.
Game.
Yep. Yep.
So that runs.
Well, and
over.
Alvarado coming back today too, so you have another corresponding move on that side as well. Yep. So
and then the next decision's Pache.
Pache, yep.
I'm so happy Alvarado's back, dude. Like, you talk about the biggest thing that this team, like the starting staff getting on a roll is good, but like you just look at the bullpen and it feels like, again, we've watched Schramm and Hoffman and these guys every single game.
Every game.
And so getting him back they needed an extra arm. And that's why I'm glad they went away from the six-man thing.
Oh, okay. So we haven't talked about you being glad about that. Lay it out. Why?
Oh, well, because
it was something we liked going in.
Yeah, and then when it was put into practice, it's like, oh, but totally forgot that means you have one less arm in the bullpen. Mm-hmm. And then these guys are going to get overworked.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking more, and I think they started thinking more about September. In a playoff run, like, you can't cook these guys in August.
Yeah.
Like, you're
right. And also, look, I think, you know,
the good part is they can go back to it if they need to.
Sure. And if I had to bet, I would bet that the starters didn't like it. You know, I'm sure Zach Wheeler, Wheeler, and the evidence proves that he actually probably is better going on regular rest and all that. But, do you think the Ranger thing was kind of a phantom IL thing?
Yeah,
I think so too.
I do.
Yeah, which is good. That's what we want it to be. You know, we don't want it to be something real, you know.
And that's why you have all the extra starters that you bring in, so that you can do this kind of stuff. And Christopher Sanchez has been pitching well enough where it's, or it doesn't matter. Like, it's whatever.
Yeah.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. T&Cs apply. Millions of Americans are looking for effective ways to manage their weight, but finding the right support can feel confusing and time-consuming. Orderly Meds offers a convenient online experience that connects you with licensed medical providers to explore GLP-1 treatment options from home. The process is simple. Complete your information online, connect with a provider, and learn what options may be right for you. No waiting rooms, no complicated scheduling, just a modern, streamlined experience designed around convenience. Visit orderlymeds.com/podcasts to learn more today. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. One more time, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.
I am. It's pretty amazing where we've gotten to with Christopher Sanchez. It kind of feels like Ranger-esque that, and I don't think he's as talented as Ranger, but when Ranger first came up and kind of just got in the rotation, we're like, well, this isn't going to be good. And he just kind of was awesome and just kept pitching and pitching and pitching. Kind of feels that way. And he's got a similar vibe to Ranger with the, you know, kind of the calm, cool on the mound and all that. Mm-hmm. So I've been really impressed with Sanchez.
I did feel bad for Ranger because last night he was supposed to start that game.
I know. And he's that, like, of all of them, he's like Mr. Like, you could tell like how joyous he was there.
Well, and he was a cross cutter.
Yeah.
He's, yeah. He, that's where his career started.
An actual cross cutter.
So was Bryson Stott. Bryson Stott was a cross cutter as well.
Love it.
It's good to see him back on the field tonight. Yeah, last night.
Back on this field that he made his bones on.
Yeah, and he had that awesome pencil bat.
Dude, the pencil bat was so freaking cool, dude. The pencil bat was, like, more of that. Like, why not more? Again, that was my biggest takeaway from yesterday and last night. And I know you can't do the Little League World Series game more than once, but, like, more of that. More of that stuff for baseball. You could play baseball anywhere. Like, I loved when they did the you know, Field of Dreams game. Like, more stuff like that. Like, baseball, that's the thing that makes baseball different, right? Like, a football field is a freaking football field. A basketball court is a basketball court. Like, a baseball field can be anything. It could just be a field where you play baseball. You know, you don't need all this other stuff. It's super cool to see these games, these experiences in these unique places. I think baseball needs more of that, man. Yeah. I really do.
Yeah. The only thing I would have said was put the game on Nickelodeon.
Sure.
They get, you know, start sliming the kids in the crowd.
Yeah, it'd be a blast.
Yeah. It'd be a fun time. And yeah, I mean, that's I think, and it does kind of, it has to humble the players too. Like being able to go up and see the kids and like, and how we're playing a kid's game, how lucky we are. And it kind of refocuses you a little bit. And I think the Phillies felt that a lot. And then they realized in the seventh inning, they're like, oh, bleep, we might lose 2 or 3 of the Nationals.
We should probably play.
We should probably figure it out.
We should show up.
Also, if you just execute in the first inning and you have first and second one, and then you just, they just, I hate every time they get runners on base.
I know.
I feel like something bad's going to happen.
I know.
Every single time they have runners on first and second with one out or less than 2 outs. I'm like, how are you going to mess this up?
Where's it going to come from this time? Yeah. I'm with you.
What's going to happen here?
Yeah. Not great.
I know. And it sucks because they're 10 games over 500.
Yet they're good. They're a good team. Like, they really, again, and they went through it. You know, they weren't good. And they kind of, you know, figured it out. I mean, when you think about how they started the season in the first month, I mean, they're as we pointed out so many times, like, they're better than 10 games above 500. They have played better than 10 games above 500 since then, but... You know?
And then
they just kind of, you know, have that little low.
They have the brain farts. And it's like, why? Yeah. And they're starting to do that thing where they just back their way into the playoffs again. When it does, like, I promise you, it doesn't have to be this way. It doesn't have to be this way. Just go beat the Giants, get up freaking 5 games in the wild card, and go do it. I'm so sick and tired of it. It's draining. It's literally draining.
It is,
and I love it. Don't take this as I love it, and it's just like, I don't know how when people say baseball's boring. It's like,
it's crazy.
It's like, how do you think that? Like, honestly, I was thinking about this over the weekend. Like, football's boring. Like, football to me is so boring compared to the intensity of pitch to pitch. And if you're invested in pitch to pitch, I don't know how you don't have the, like, angst. Like, I've explained this before on this podcast, I think. But, like, I'm the most positive Phillies fan in the world.
Yep.
Except when the game's on. like when the game's on, I'm like, they're going to screw this up. Yeah. Noel's going to blow this. They're not going to get out of this inning. Like, I was in a dark spot on before the Castellanos home run.
I believe it.
Like, I text. So, I guess Fransky was talking to someone here.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike Angelina, and he's like, I think everyone is just convinced that I'm gonna, like, I don't handle losing well.
Yeah,
which, well, I think is,
I wonder,
obvious.
I wonder where they got that from. Yeah,
and I guess he's like talking about how's Fritz holding up or whatever. and Mike's like, he's doing all right. He's like, yep, old steady Fritz. And then I texted him. I was like, they're testing steady Fritz. And then the next pitch was the Castellanos home run.
And
it was like,
God.
He's like, what are you worried about?
There you go.
But and then Ruben came out today. Mm-hmm. After your show,
yeah.
And he was like, you nervous?
I know. Well, that's good. Like, people, you are like the Phillies fan.
But it's just,
you're like the avatar for all Phillies fans.
Yeah, and it's very clear when I come in here happy, the Phillies are playing well. When I come in here upset, it's because they're playing horrible. Like,
your whole personality is based on the Phillies.
They control my life.
I know.
I can't go outside during the game because then I'm gonna be checking Twitter and to get text messages. Like, they just, like, it's draining. It's draining.
Yeah, it's
draining.
A lot. You're giving a lot to this team. If only they would give it back to you, Jack.
But I love them. Love them.
That is not in question.
Just
I think we know.
Just turn it. Just figure it out.